Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
Welcome one and all to another edition of After Hours with Defo and Luby. Once again, no Defo. I'm hogging the time myself. Luby here with the one and only Don Winslow, one of the preeminent authors of not only his time, of really any time. Don, you've had great work. You have another great work coming out. Actually, just out. Appreciate your time today. Thanks a lot for joining us, Don.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for the kind comments.
All righty. So, City on Fire, City of Dreams. Now, your latest work, just released April 2nd, City in Ruins. What can we expect from this long-running series? And from what we're hearing, this may be your last work. I'm hoping that's a lie. But City in Ruins, what can we expect from the great City in Ruins?
It's the truth, but what you can expect from City Ruins is quite a big jump for the main character, Danny Ryan. You know, we first met him, he was a longshoreman and a fisherman, and then he was out in Hollywood, and now he is a multimillionaire casino mogul in Las Vegas.
Well, that's right up our alley. We're big degenerates. So love hearing that. Let me ask you, and we can talk more about City in Ruins, obviously, in the series. And I find it fascinating that you've had books made into not only movies, and we've talked about that with you before, but also series on FX and Netflix. And you do Audible, where freaking Ed Harris is the voice. So you cover all the media where a lot of people who write books, you know, have struggled maybe to move into the new world. You've been a forerunner for it. So I find that really fascinating. But let's not bury the lead. It is being reported, and you just confirmed, and I'm sure you've confirmed elsewhere, that it is your last work. Why? Why now are you hanging the pen up, as they say?
A couple of things. One, you know, is, look, this trilogy took me about 30 years to write. And wow. I was doing other things, obviously, in the meantime, writing other books. But it's been the work of my lifetime. It was something I doubted for a long time. I had the skill or the talent to pull off. So finally completing it felt like an ending to me, you know. I'm 70, right? And this felt like it was the right time. Also, I mean, I think politically some things are going on in the country that I want to turn my attention to, and I won't make this an overtly political, you know,
we're open.
Time here.
I'm open to it, but whatever you want to talk about.
The confluence of those. I'm sorry.
If you want to go political, it's okay. I don't know if you want to.
No, it's all right. But listen, I mean, I think we have an election coming up in November that's of critical importance to democracy in the United States. And I've been involved in that fight for, you know, 5 or 6 years now, and I'm going to turn my full attention to that. So the confluence of those two is what made this decision now.
So they're saying that, I guess it's already in the works. So I know you've had books made into film before. Savages was made into films. You've had TV shows made. City on Fire is supposed to be made into a movie where Austin Butler, Mr. Elvis himself, is going to star in that. I feel like we've asked you before, but I am curious. How involved in the scripts are you? How involved in the films are you? Because, again, you've been doing this for a long time. You are highly accredited, 7-time New York best-selling author. So I feel like you have a lot of credibility. How involved are you in that process, and do you choose to be in that process?
I choose to be involved. Now, look, I don't want to be over-involved. You know what I mean? Yeah. Film and books are two different breeds of cat, and they have different needs, and I understand that. What typically happens, though, is that they'll send me the scripts, and I'll make notes on the scripts, which they're usually pretty good about listening to. A lot of times I'll take the director or actors or, you know, tech people out on locations because all the locations are real. They like to see those, or, you know, I'll probably have conversations with the screenwriter, the director. I've already had conversations with Austin about the Danny character. So that's probably the level of my involvement.
Well, I find it interesting and actually great that you are so, because my wife's a digital marketer, and I did radio for so long, and she always turned her nose up at radio, and we're now doing digital streaming or on podcasts, and I'm trying to figure out the social media world. I'm impressed that you've not only had stuff made into movies, but you've also had your work made into series on FX, Netflix. How do you find the new world of media? Because a lot of people that are old school like me are a little frustrated, but I have a friend who's a writer, and his first years ago when Netflix was just getting into the original work game, he was giddy. He had a multiple series films deal with Netflix, and I was like, dang, that sucks. Like, what do you mean? It's great. Like, more and more ways of consuming content is a good thing for the writer. So how do you see this new world where we have on Audible, you're involved with Audible. How have you got, it feels like you leapt at these chances, and I'm actually really impressed that you've been sort of a forerunner in delving into different media platforms.
Well, thank you. Listen, I mean, here's what I think. You know, that people always are going to want the story. That's just human. You know, when Bonk and Gronk went out and killed a mammoth or something and they came back, you know, the first thing they did was cook it, and the second thing they did was paint a story on the cave wall about it. Yeah. So I think that we've always, and we always will, want to hear the story. Now, the platform, the delivery platforms have changed and are going to keep changing. And we just have to keep up with that, not freak out about it, you know. And I think your friend is right. I think that the streaming and all of that has opened up more avenues for writers. There's more of a need for the story. And it's also made it more egalitarian, you know. You can publish your own book online if you want. You can make your own little videos, and they can get millions of views. So it's a different world, but nothing to be scared of.
Well, and it's funny, as a guy who was in AM on the radio, doing sports talk on AM radio, which within the next year or two, cars won't even have AM radio. I've actually realized, you know what? It just opens up the world for more, not less. You want to do more for the world. You said the last fight, and we're not running past that, cause I'm actually very intrigued with that. But my co-host that's not here with me today always makes fun of me because I'm one to try and strive for more. I know my word only means so much. I know actions mean more. And even then, there's only so much supposedly one person could do. But to me, it's like, well, it's worth at least trying. Like, it's better to try than not try. You said you want to move on from writing, in a sense, to try and get more into activism, social consciousness. You say you've been doing it for 5 or 6 years. What have you been up to in that regard? And what are you really trying to do as your next step in life?
Yeah, sure. Well, I've been on social media for the past 6 years or so, commenting daily on politics. And then my partner, Shane Salerno, and I have been doing videos that have actually gotten over 300 million views.
Wow.
Okay. 15 million just from the last three videos we've done. So sometimes, sir, I think words are action. Speaking out is action. And what we're trying to do is speak in very plain terms, very plain and sometimes tough language and tough images, get people's attention, get them motivated, maybe try to get some of them to look at things a little differently.
What I will not try and pin you to anything particularly too much, but yes, it's funny because it's like when you watch like a sporting event and you see a bad call, you see refs, and when both sides complain about it, it's like, okay, maybe the officiating do a good job. It's right now we live in a world where both sides aren't happy. That's the interesting thing about it, where what something will happen and both sides of the aisle or all sides of the aisle will complain. What are you looking to accomplish? And I know that's simplifying a goal that I'm sure is going to take hundreds of years. We were trying to save democracy, honestly, if you pay attention to the news at all, which a lot of us turn attention away because we're freaking freaked out by a lot of what we're seeing. What are some of the things you're trying to accomplish? Maybe if you put on a smaller scale, I guess.
Well, I'll be very blunt with you. I'm trying to stop Donald Trump from ever getting near power.
Well, you're friendly airwaves here, so I don't mind that statement. I don't want to pin anyone to anything. I know, like Jordan said, Republicans buy shoes too, so I'm not trying to, but you're putting these videos out there, so I guess you're not hiding it. Go on, Dan.
I don't mind being pinned. I was just trying to be polite to your show, you know.
That hurt my feelings. I agree with you.
That's it. I think democracy is in a perilous state right now. I think it's under great threat from what I consider to be a neo-fascist movement in this country led by a wannabe dictator. And I'm outraged that a traitor, a man who tried to overthrow the government of the United States, is going to be the Republican nominee for president. It's not only a national embarrassment, it's a national disgrace. So you asked, there it is.
No, I wish I'd gotten to this earlier. I wasn't sure how open you were willing to be. I know we got to wrap up, but how, because my issue is, and I've stopped with the fighting. I've learned to look, it's like politics has literally become sports or religion, where people are so entrenched, you're not going to change anyone's opinion. But what reception have you gotten? I mean, look, you have 15 million views, hundreds of millions, so people are watching. But what reception, positive, negative, but how has it been received?
Most of it's been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
Some of it is, of course, extremely negative in the way that they are. You know, they go right to violence. You know, that's their default position. But overall, it's been extremely positive. And I think
this episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings Menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Ah, the sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month, experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Had a good effect.
City in Ruins, out now. Thanks a lot, Don.
I appreciate it, Mike. You be well.
Good luck. That was a really interesting conversation. We've talked with Don before. He is fantastic, as you can tell. I feel bad we didn't get to the politics earlier. I mean, I am of a very strong open opinion. I don't hide it, but, you know, again, that line people love to throw out, it's true. Republicans buy shoes too, Democrats, whatever. So I try not to put anyone out there. You're allowed to your opinion. Believe him. I appreciate Don, who is prolific an author as he is and writes books that I'm sure are bought by people of all opinions and all ilks. I appreciate him being willing to go out there, not on ledge, stand there in the thin air and say what he feels and stand on it. Because, again, that's, to me, the only way things change is if we stand up and fight. Don Winslow, City in Ruins, out now, City on Fire. They're making into a film right now with Austin Butler. Appreciate your time. We will talk lots and lots and lots of tournament as the days go on. Brandon Lang will be joining us, the one and only Brandon Lang. So definitely appreciate everyone who joins us. Defoe will hopefully be back with me for that. A lot going on in the world of sports. We will definitely talk a lot more sports in our next edition. But again, thank you, Don Winslow, for joining us. City in Ruins, out now. You can check us out morning, South Florida Live, 8 to 9. We come out of South Florida, but we talk all things sports for the most part. That's South Florida Live, YouTube, Facebook. Check us out here, the Believe Network, after hours. You can check us out locally in South Florida. We do more South Florida stuff, the Five Reasons Sports Network, and we also do a food show called The Lunchbox. I appreciate everyone joining us. Like Defo likes to say, whether you're a Pirates fan and you've started 5-1, whether you're an Iowa fan and your team may be on the precipice of another women's finals in the college basketball world, or you're a Marlins fan like we are and your team's 0-7, no matter what, you gotta believe.
Hey folks, Tony Segretto here. Let me ask you a question. What do you look for when you go out to eat? Good food, obviously, friendly atmosphere, not too loud, but good energy, reasonable prices, and a place where you feel comfortable. All those ingredients, no pun meant there, are hard to find unless you're talking about the Texas Roadhouse. You see, they encompass all of those attributes. Really, really good food, amazing atmosphere, good for a family, good for a date, or just a night out for yourself, and prices that will make you extremely happy. Their ribs unmatched, steaks hand-cut every day. Everything, and I mean everything, is made on site, including their incredible bread. It's the one day, folks, that you can forget about low-carb diets. Trust me when I tell you, Texas Roadhouse, your restaurant, your destination, when you say, where should we go and eat tonight?
These days, we're all looking for comfort anywhere we can find it. Thank goodness for Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill in Plantation, because they are making sure you are as comfortable as possible. First of all, they're not only open for delivery and pickup. All you have to do is go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both pickup and free delivery. You're going to have the best wings in the world. You're going to have a great burger. You're going to have their amazing soups. Again, Landlubbers Raw Bar and Grill. It's nice and easy. Just go to landlubbersbarandgrill.com for both your pickup and free delivery. Thank goodness for Landlubbers for making you always feel right at home.
From the newly renovated sports bar to the beautiful Bayside views captured at the Tiki Bar, Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill has it all. Located at mile marker 104, the Big Chill also offers waterfront dining while experiencing breathtaking sunset views of the Florida Keys. It's simply the hottest spot in the Keys to cool off. That's Jimmy Johnson's Big Chill at mile marker 104 in Key Largo. For more information, call today at 305-453-9066.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.